You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We are back with a live interview. This election, Dr. Elizabeth Kirikiri has entered Parliament as one of the Green Party's 10 MPs this term. Dr. Kirikiri is a Māori LGBTQ plus activist and scholar, and she is here on the phone with me now. How are you?
Kia ora, Jemima. Thank you. I'm great.
Great.
I'm loving it.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. I can imagine it's a very exciting, sort of crazy time for you to be, getting involved with Parliament things now.
It absolutely is. I've just found somewhere to live for when I have to come to Wellington. We're just sorting out office spaces and all of those things, so it's still... things have not yet settled.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. So obviously the Green Party has had a successful election this time round. How does it feel to be a part of the Green Party's parliamentary caucus this term?
It feels great. The thing is that for the last year, because of my role as kaiwhakahaere of Te Roku Pounamu, our Māori network, I've been in caucus for the last year. So I've been coming down to Wellington and sitting in our meetings, looking at bills, all of that work. So I'm more familiar, but it's actually really, really different sitting there as an MP.
I can imagine. What are those differences that you're sort of feeling now that you're taking on those all those new responsibilities?
Yes, that's part of it, is that now I'm responsible for some of these. You know, we're still in the process of deciding which portfolios we're going to hold and then which of us will be working directly with Labor throughout areas of cooperation that have been identified in our agreement. And so all of that is still shaking down. So now when I look at bills, it's like, oh, I'm actually going to be responsible for talking about this in the Select Committee. So that's massively different.
I can imagine.
The power, yes, but the power has shifted. I'm not a volunteer leader within the organisation and our party. I've shifted to this new place and I've got, I guess, the power of being an MP to whatever extent a backbencher is. Now I can speak in a different voice. I can represent our communities in a different way and I'm very excited about that.
That's great. So let's just talk a little bit about what you'll bring to Parliament. It has been well covered by the media that you're an activist. What parts of your background in this space will you bring to the table?
So definitely all of those things. Of course, the things I'm most well known for around Rainbow, around youth development, suicide prevention, violence prevention, the things I care deeply about. But I guess the main thing I really want to be focusing on is about the health and well-being of our people. And so whatever that might look like in terms of actual pure health areas and disability, but it might be also about what gives us life, where's our creativity, what doesn't often get talked about is that I've been self-employed for 20 years. And so I know how to run a small business. I have, occasionally have staff or these tax things I know about, but I'm never the person in those conversations.
Absolutely. I can imagine that's sort of an interesting thing to experience now that, you're getting a lot of media attention being, new Green Party MP, that the way the media frames exciting. You is interesting. Mm. It must be an interesting thing to be like, oh, okay.
it is, and because that then frames how people who are increasingly coming up and recognising me.
Totally.
And so I'm used to being recognised inside my field, people who do research or in Rainbow communities, but it's quite on the taxi this morning. I got in, it's a little grey-haired Pākehā guy. I get into the taxi and he goes, congratulations on becoming a new MP.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm like, whoa, that is just adorable. We had this lovely conversation in the way in. But it's things like that. It's like, oh, wow, that kind of profile I've been told to expect it, but it's still like, oh, okay,
yeah.
What this looks like.
And is that something that you sort of want to, I don't know, maybe tackle if the media continues to look at you in a certain way or frame you in a certain way? Is that something you'd like to sort of push back against and be like, oh, I've done these other things too, and this is also a big part of me?
Yeah, I think it'll come through in my work.
Absolutely.
Because it's not good enough, and I think I've, again, covered well that we might be the queerest you can't see that I'm doing quotation marks with my fingers, Parliament, but actually it's the work. It doesn't matter what is our orientation or what's our gender identity if we don't do the work to represent all of our community. And I feel like that's when people get to know me a bit better. They'll see what I do in that space, but other things. So, for example, I'm a visual artist. I love design. And so there's going to be things where I look at the way I look at any topic, say, where is the art in this? Where is the creativity? Where's the design? And it just gives me a slightly different lens to how I see things and also then how I might design a strategy or a way of moving forward with a particular issue.
So I'd just like to move on to hear your thoughts on the cooperation deal between Labor and the Greens this term. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I was actually a member of our negotiation crew, and so I wasn't sitting at the table, but I was. The Greens have a process where we have a group representing the party that talks with and feeds back into the ones who are sitting at the table. And so we've been working towards this for quite a while. And who could have seen, who could have foresaw the election results that we had? Mm. And so we have to be really pragmatic and say, what is the best we can do for people and planet? And what are the most critical roles we need to play in this parliament to ensure progress on those key areas? But also, how do we make sure we progress and have a clear voice in other areas? Where not necessarily that we disagree with Labor, because there's a lot of areas where we do agree, but it's that thing of saying, well, how far and how fast you might want to do those things. Because, you know, climate change, we need to do something quite quickly.
Quite quickly, absolutely.
Quite quickly. And some of the issues that are affecting our whānau, we need to do those much more quickly than I suspect Labor would is interested in doing, but also we're still needing to see how they're rolling out and how they're going to put their campaign and their other policies into place. So I think for me, I'm a person who's come from not very much and always seen that building relationships is a key way of making things move, of creating change, and having a clear strategy, having clarity of purpose. So I think that's part of what I bring to the space. I bring it to everything I do because I need to be really clear about staying authentic in this place, not letting things go to my head, and making sure that I'm doing the work based on what people on the ground, people who are working at the coalface, what they're feeding back to us.
So what I took away from that was that... obviously, it's important to, you know, agree with the Labor Party, but it is also a role that the Green Party has to hold Labor accountable in the decisions that are made over the next 3 years. And you did also talk about that before as well with, you know, being the queerest parliament of, you know, ever, that we still need to be holding the government accountable to, action those things. Is that correct?
That was really good. So yes, we've got the ministerial position and that gives us actual real power and resource in particular areas. We have these areas of cooperation, which means that we're very much aligned in those areas about what is needing to be done. And then we have everything else as fair game. And so even though there are areas where we may disagree on the topic itself or the way of addressing it, it's the core thing. I think it's a green kaupapa, but it's in our agreement that we'll just do this respectfully. We can do politics in a mana-enhancing way and actually try to avoid the ugliness that Parliament is so well known for, and I believe one of the many reasons why a lot of Māori don't vote. And so we want to be in there modelling proper relationships, mana-enhancing.
So just finally, I just wanted to know whether you have any particular goals this parliamentary term, some achievements that you'd like to have at the end? Or is that a big question?
No, I'm thinking it's like, oh, radio doesn't like silence. Are there Okay, people, I'm thinking this particular legislation that I really want to see to go through on for people who are trans, intersex and non-binary that got held up in the last term, want to make sure that that happens. This particular thing for young people, and especially around mental health and suicide prevention, that is an epidemic, I think, of equal proportions. It's hard to compare anything to COVID because of the international context that we're in and the impact it's having on everybody's lives. But it's just brought into stark relief for me that certain lives matter more than others. And the way that we approach our policies, our strategies, our laws, make that very obvious. And the disparities that exist across the health sector, across education and all other parts of this world, of our world. And so I just want to be able to have a particular area where I can say, I worked my guts out and then I shifted something. And sometimes that might even just be shifting the mind of the minister who's in charge of something that I have no control over. And sometimes it'll be something because I help push the law through. But whatever it is, that the people I represent, the communities that I'm part of, can look at that and say, Elizabeth being in there made a difference. Elizabeth worked hard for us. That's what I want people to be able to say.
Fantastic. That's awesome. Thank you so much for speaking to me today. I will let go because I'm sure it's very busy over there for you. But thank you so much for giving us your time.
No, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Oh, thank you so thank you so much. Okay. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was Dr. Elizabeth Kirikiri from the Green Party speaking a little bit about her new experience being a new MP for the Green Party in Parliament this term.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.